Mr. Agarwal and Geetha Gopinath, the IMF's chief economist, have now turned this insight into a broader $50 billion proposal to end the COVID-19 pandemic. Only $4 billion of the headline total is necessary to buy the 350 million extra vaccination courses. The rest is earmarked for other tasks such as helping countries get vaccines into people's arms, keeping a lookout for new variants, expanding testing and treatment, and adding another 1 billion doses of vaccine-making capacity next year as insurance in case anything goes wrong. Not everything on their wish list is costly. The two economists reckon the developing world could vaccinate almost 40% of its population by the end of 2021 if rich countries donated even half of the surplus vaccines they are likely to amass this year. The proposal is ambitious, but circumspection will only make the problems posed by the pandemic harder to fix. Without firm commitments to buy vaccines, manufacturers will have less reason to resolve any bottlenecks in their supply chains. A scarcity of shots will encourage counterproductive bans on exports of vaccines and materials. If poor countries do not know when vaccines will arrive, they will find it harder to prepare a successful rollout, and slow vaccination will make new variants more likely. Conversely, an early end to the pandemic could add as much as $8 trillion at market exchange rates to global GDP spread over the next few years, according to the IMF, and raise tax revenues in the rich world by $1 trillion. Funding this proposal, the authors argue, may possibly be the highest return public investment ever. Glory indeed.